This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Get ready for 4 years of fun, conservatives. Welcome. It is the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Glad you guys are with me. 4 years of fun. It's our turn. I know, you know, we're all sick over the idea that they've stolen this election and put Joe Biden in. But you got to make the best of it, right? We got broken eggs. Let's make ourselves an omelet. So that's where we're headed. Let me just put this into some perspective for you about how badly things are going to go for the Democrats over the next 4 years. As you listen to my words, I want you to think about it from a different perspective and understand that all is not lost. We have a correction here. We had a 4-year correction that was supposed to be an 8-year correction. It got disrupted with a theft. But see, when you put that kind of a break into the fabric of the universe, something bad happens. So as I said, it was one thing to get Obama elected in 2008, and that was a shock for all of us, right? It was even a shock for many of the hardcore Democrats. These are the people that wanted Hillary Clinton. It's her turn. And so she was the next president, unquestionably. It didn't matter who she was going to run against. She was going to win. It was between McCain and a few other people, and McCain came out on top. That was another one of these things where the McCainites all over the country, much bigger than you think, not just big in Arizona, but all over the country wanted this Yahoo to win. And he was going to face off against Hillary. And it was going to be a slug fight that Hillary would have ultimately win. But what Hillary didn't know was here comes baby black Jesus in the form of Barack Obama. And he had already said, I'm not qualified. So Hillary was dismissing him. They were all dismissing him. And I'm going to tell you, I know people that were all in for Hillary. And they said on a dime, it shifted. Suddenly, the power structure behind the Democrats went, we want Barack Obama. And it got ugly fast. This guy told me he was a gay dude who ran Hillary's office, one of her offices. He said to me, Kevin, he goes, we literally got threatened to be burned out of our headquarters. I believe it was in Indiana. He says, we were going to get burnt. They told us, if you're here tomorrow, we will be burning you out. He goes, we couldn't get out of there fast enough. It flipped on a dime. So suddenly, and I'll give you another story. I was in a coffee shop when I lived in St. Louis and with a firm Hillary supporter. And I told the guy, he's a guy, you know, he's one of these dyed-in-the-wool Democrats that think they're really helping black folks, that kind of a Democrat. So we're having a conversation. And I said to him, look, the reason why I'm in this is because either Hillary or Barack Obama is going to win, and I don't think either one of them is good for the country. Now, he and I, we knew we were separate politically, but we could talk. And here's what he says to me. He says, I agree with you. And I said, so I'm going to tell you right now. I told him, I'm going to tell you right now, Hillary or Barack Obama is the likely next president of the United States. And I think it's going to be Barack Obama. He was just beginning the surge. And this guy broke down into tears and said, I think you're right. And he was so pro-Hillary. And it wasn't a month after that conversation. All the writing was on the wall. Hillary Clinton was going to get her butt kicked. And she did. And what happened? Barack Obama goes on. He faces he faced McCain. I was going to say, does it really matter? He gets elected in a landslide. Nobody cared that he wasn't ready. He had the support of 69.2 or 0.4 million people who fawned all over his light-skinned blackness. And he could go anywhere he wanted and command an audience. There is no place this guy could be. I remember we were having our charity event. Somebody had brought his book. This was before he officially declared. They brought his book. And that book went for it. Now, we're a charity for kids that need to find their forever families. We're mostly around sports, the stuff for the people like for sports. Anyway, so we're auctioning off all these items, and Barack Obama's book sold for $220. And I remember thinking, wow. And the dude who got it was so excited that he had gotten it. And I remember just thinking, gah, seriously? So that was before he'd even officially declared. He was just coming onto the scene. Then I had the conversation with the guy in the coffee shop. And he starts crying because I said to him, man, this dude is surging. And then I was in D.C., had a conversation with this gay Hillary Clinton supporter. I stayed at his home. We were hanging out. We were friends. And he and his friend, significant other, and he's telling me the story of how Barack Obama got it. And he says they threatened to burn them out of their facility. Now, here's what the point of all of this. If I'd had a Biden book to auction, it wouldn't have sold. If I'd had a coffee shop about Biden versus Hillary with this guy, it wouldn't have been a surge. And if I'd had a conversation with my gay buddies, these friends, and said, Biden's going to, you know, they're going to be threatening to burn you out because of the furor over Biden, it would have been a joke. He would have said, surely you're joking, Kevin. People were so hell-bent on getting Obama in that they were threatening their own party, loyalists within their party. Some so-called conservatives, I'm not mad at you if you voted for Obama the first time, they voted for Obama. They abandoned principle and said, you know what, I think we need to give this a shot, yada, 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 and they absolutely did. In order for him to get to 69 million, which is the high watermark of politics prior to Trump's win, you had to get some people from the independents and the Republicans to probably vote for you. So that's the backdrop of what I'm going to be talking about in the next segment, because I'm telling you, this is all great news, not good news.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816. 413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-400-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Get ready for a great 4 years, but not how you think, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's going to be a great 4 years because of what you get to do with it. See, it's all a matter of perspective and how you look at things. And I was just setting things up for you in the previous segment talking about Barack Obama. See, when you want to fight against Barack Obama in his first term, you were up against all odds. You had somebody, people that were thinking of this dude as the best thing since sliced bread, even some of you who voted for him. You thought he could bring racial reconciliation to America. Obama was dreamy to most. Even the people that didn't like him, you can't go against the reality of Barack Obama. He's a young guy, early 50s. He had a nice voice. Kind of a little bit of a deep undertone to it, you know, like this is. Not a bad guy to look at. I mean, I'm just saying, if I was gay, he wouldn't be my type necessarily. But I'm proud to say, as a heterosexual male, I don't really see anything to like about him in that respect. But I'm saying, you know, I'm sure the gay guys could explain to us what would be dreamy about him in that respect. But he isn't a bad-looking guy. He made himself exotic, of course, with the... I'm Barack Obama. His real name is Barry Satoru. That's not exotic enough. He had to go Hollywood. He had to change his name, you know? Jamie Foxx. You know? You can't just go in with the same, with this name that you're given name. What was a Leibowitz? Isn't that what the guy that used to be on Comedy Central? His real name's Leibowitz. I forget even his stage name. But they all give themselves stage names. That's what Barack Obama did. He gave himself a stage name. Because he was what? He was an actor. But clearly, one can understand why you would, and I'm taking on a persona of you being a young female, bringing home the young black man to your family who isn't quite used to how to handle colored folk. Or they think he's the bad boy. But you want to fight for him, right? Because I just gave you all his attributes. He's young, he's dreamy, he's nice looking, he's exotic, and he shows well. He knows when to articulate his words. When he gets around your parents, he ain't going to talk like this. He ain't like to talk to black people. He ain't going to talk like this. He's going to talk like this. He's going to explain to them about going to Harvard and pronounce the D, Harvard, not Harvard. Yeah, yeah. So you want to fight for him. You want to make your parents see him your way through your glossy eyes, you know. Ooh-hoo! And your racist, anti-Islamic, anti-LGBT, because he is bisexual, parents, you want them to give Barack a shot. And so you know when you put him in front of them, they're going to go, oh my gosh, he's not nearly as dark as we thought he was. One might even think he's white. They chuckle. Hey, honey, why don't you come with me into the kitchen? And they go, you know what? He's not bad. He's in a suit. He articulates. He actually says the G's at the end of his sentences. And you find other things to like. He dazzles you with his intellect. He doesn't say very much. You know, people always have a way of looking at these things, and you can always look at these things in two ways. You know, of course, there's the side A, and then, of course, there's side B. Oh, look at him. He's such a pragmatist. Oh, my goodness. I think we could like him. So the media, oh, my gosh, do you think they had to be coached to say nothing but good things about Barack Obama? Do you think that they were cajoled into doing it? Once they selected him, Jim Carver was like, well, Barack Obama, he going to have these Negroes voting for us for 150, 200 years. He said we were liable to never lose another election, and he didn't even think of it as needing to cheat. He was like, we will do so well with our light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect that, man, we are going to rock it. Well, that's Barack Obama. You can see them protecting him. Black folks are rallying around him all the time because even though he didn't get things done, he was their boy. That's our boy right there, man. Even if he don't get nothing done, man, just the fact that he's there is enough for us. So I'll ask you this. Do you think that Biden and Harris will get that same kind of treatment? Somebody tweeted, Biden and Harris were sent by God, and the response was God out of locust? Oh, too funny. So, when you think about why am I excited that we have four years of an incompetent guy who's brain dead, and every time he comes out and he does a pro-China policy, you're going to say, see, he sold out. When anything that keeps the people off of Hunter and those discussions, anything that is a job-killing measure that undoes Trump legislation, it is going to reflect not only on Joe Biden, but it's going to reflect on these Democrats. That's why I'm excited. Because now we have 4 years of the the Democrats playing cover-up to a guy that doesn't have nearly the potential. Do you think black folks are going to cover up for Biden? Just be when Biden screws up, it will not be like Barack Obama screwing up. It's not going to be the same. He doesn't have the panache. And they are going to have to work 10 times harder to make people believe what they were able to sell with Barack Obama. They could sell Barack Obama as, people just don't like black folks. They're mad that a Negro's in charge. They could sell him any way they wanted. And they could talk about, man, he's the coolest, and they just don't like how cool he is. That's what they actually said about Barack Obama. They said that we didn't like how cool he was. Is that your problem with him? Of course not. He didn't like his policies. But you couldn't focus on policy because it was all wrapped up in color. Well, now you got an old, feeble, senile, stupid white dude and his mistress, and you're going, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So, yeah, the media can try. Social media can tell you don't say this or don't say that. But now, when you say Biden sucks, they can't go, this comment is going to be rejected because it's racially motivated. You say, how is it racially motivated? He's a rich old white dude. See, the next best thing you can have, I mean, if you want to think of it as best, because anytime you put a Democrat in charge of anything, it's never good. But the next best thing you can have from an optics point of view as president is a rich old white guy. See, because a rich old white Democrat, the best president you can have is a rich white Republican president, because he's fair game for everything. But the second best outside of, you just don't want a Democrat, is a rich white old feeble, dumb president, Democrat, who's had 47 years to get it right and hasn't done it. And now we get 4 years, maybe less, to ridicule him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to deliver an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump for inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol to the Senate this evening. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the trial will be a healing moment for the country.
Everyone wants to put this awful chapter in American history behind us. But sweeping it under the rug will not bring healing. The only way to bring healing is to actually have real accountability.
The trial is set to begin in 2 weeks. A letter to GOP senators urges them to consider the evidence before deciding how to vote on conviction. It's signed by 9 prominent Republican lawyers, including 2 former Trump administration officials. In an effort to stop the spread of a new coronavirus variant, President Joe Biden will ban most non-U.S. citizens who have recently been in South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and 26 countries in Europe from entering the country starting Saturday. This is USA Radio News. Sarah Sanders, who served as press secretary in the Trump administration, has announced she's running for governor of Arkansas.
As governor, I will defend your right to be free of socialism and tyranny, your Second Amendment right to keep your family safe, and your freedom of speech and religious liberty. Our state needs a leader with the courage to do what's right, not what's politically correct.
Sanders is the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. She has reportedly been considering running for governor since before she left the White House in 2019. About 150 protesters gathered in downtown Tacoma, Washington last night, one night after a police officer ran over someone in a crowd and may have hit others with their patrol car in a street race. The department says officers were responding to clear vehicles and people blocking an intersection when the crowd surrounded the officer's vehicle. 58-year-old officer on paid leave while an investigation plays out. Protesters blocked streets, lit trash cans on fire, and smashed windows. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about that unity the Democrats say they're going to be showing Amerikanskis? Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's going to be a fun 4 years, is what I started talking about. It really is. Hey, before I get started, I'm going to tell you guys where you can go for some really cool stuff. You can go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And you'll see a section there called Kev Perks. And in that section will be things that we will bring to you that are truly our gifts to you. And I'll give an example of one. So we have this product through a friend of mine. It's if you're paying more than $150 a month in meds, various medications, particularly if you're paying a lot for one med in particular, maybe multiple sclerosis, you got diabetes, COPD, whatever. There's a host of ailments where the medicines are very expensive. Jeff and his team, for $60 a month, can get some of your medications for free, but certainly drastically reduce them. And I will give you specific examples of where I know it worked for us. So my father-in-law takes $210 a month worth of medicines that he now gets for $60 a month, shipped to his house directly. I'm not telling you this as a, well, I think this will work. It actually does. My editor for the Black Sphere called me, I don't know, it's been a few months ago. She says to me, Kevin, do we still have that service that does that? Now, keep in mind, we've used these guys for years, and Jeff's a personal friend that runs the company. And I said, she has $350 a month in medications. She has 8 children. Yeah, you wonder, how can she have a job as an editor? Well, she's lucky she can do it from her home. But anyway, she's got 8 kids, mostly adopted, and $350 a month in fees for medicines, because the kids, some of them are sickly kids. And she now gets those medications for only $60 a month. Now, it isn't 100% for everybody. In other words, it's not just $60 if you got $3,000 worth of medical cost every month. It depends on a few factors, but here's what I can tell you. In overwhelming numbers of the time, Jeff is going to either get your meds to you for free or dramatically reduced from what you're currently paying for it. And I consider that a service. Because whether you save $40 a month or whether you save $280 a month. It's something that all you got to do is go to my site, and if you are using recurring drugs that you have to take every month or medicines, I don't want to call it drugs because I don't want people going, Kevin, I can't get my crack, man, like you told me. Now I don't have any crackheads to listen to the show except for the occasional Democrat. But anyway, seriously, go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, click on Kev Perks, and that's one of the perks that we give you. Now, it's not for everybody. I don't use, my family, we don't use a bunch of medicines every month. So it wouldn't be a service for me. But for the people that it is, it's a huge service. And I don't care, you know, whether you save, like my father-in-law, you're saving $150 a month, or like my, you know, producer saving $300, or you might be saving whatever, $50 or, you know, $2,000. It's better you get it than somebody else. So that's one, and we're working with other sponsors in order to do similar things, and we're going to keep bringing you stuff that I hope you tell people about, because these are important things that can actually affect your bottom line. Anyway, glad you guys are back. We're talking about unity. Now, see, I just gave you something that would unite us, but Joe Biden and his team, they're not doing it. In fact, he mandated masks be worn on any federal properties. And while he was doing it, he was not wearing a mask on federal property, nor was Dr. Jill, who's always by his side in case he's going to, you know, freak out or something or say the wrong thing. And then, of course, there's this Chinese guy that's always following him around now. None of these people were wearing masks. And ironically, when Trump made the announcement about something that had to do with masks and he wasn't wearing a mask, Joe Biden criticized him for it. So when Joe Biden did what he did, I can only believe he must be testing to see how is the media going to handle things when I do it versus when Trump did it. And as I alluded earlier, he'll get away with it for a while. But then you know what the world is going to remember? What these leftists are going to remember? He's a rich, old, senile white man. And suddenly his flub-ups are going to be spotlighted. And that's when you're going to know that they're ready to reinsert or to insert Kamala Harris. And she's in danger because she's not very popular. And who knows? Nancy Pelosi could very well end up running this country. But here's the good news. Every time they take off one of their, they pick off one of their big guys, it's validation for us of what we already know. One, they never should have been there in the first place because they cheated. The second thing they did is they put incompetent people there. And the third thing they did is they tipped their hand to the game because they wanted the real powers that be, the people who've been in Washington for a long time pulling the strings, the Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's, and the people that are financing them and getting them their funding. That's what, so you're going to see it all, and it's going to unfold in front of your eyes. And here's the problem for them. They won't have some smooth-talking, silk suit and a crocodile smile salesperson like Barack Obama to sell it. That's their problem. So you got Joe Biden. He's issuing all these executive orders, and he says he wants unity. He can't even unify his own base. You want to know why? Because his executive orders are things that he promised people they were going to get back to work, right? Now he's saying, you know what, all this stuff I was talking about with masks, it's much more grave than I thought. He's promoted a fraud into his cabinet, Dr. Fauci, and he wants you to believe Fauci. And Fauci wants to keep the economy shut. I don't know who wants to shut it down. I don't know who wants universal basic income, but I do know this. There is no good ideas that can come from this because Democrats, a.k.a. leftists, communists, Marxists, whatever ist you want to use for them, don't know jack about running an economy, and they don't care about it because they care about one thing, their power and their money. And when they've run out of the usefulness of the idiot that they put in place, then he's going to find out the hard way how bad things can get. I guess this is what upsets me the most about why Trump didn't go down swinging. Is you know what's coming. I mean, so what? If you're going to try a third party play to get into the presidency, I don't really care how that plays out. It's important now. We're in the midst of We had the most vibrant economy in 4 years. Trump lays down with the idea that he'll come back in 4 years in third party and things are, you know, it's going to be worse. And how do you rule? You're a third party president with Democrats and Republicans running the show. I don't know. Maybe I haven't thought it through enough. Maybe there will be third-party candidates winning in these congressional races and things like this. Maybe we do need to take down a Mitch McConnell. Have you watched McConnell? You proud of this guy? This is a guy that, wow, Mitch McConnell, it didn't even take Trump a week before he said, okay, you know, I'm just going to give up, before McConnell showed his true colors and just turned on the guy. Jumping him on the Senate floor. Anyway, we got a lot to do, a lot of homework to do. I'll tell you this, though. I haven't watched not a single second of the competition's news. I haven't watched Fox News. I haven't embroiled myself in anything that they do. They can, as far as I'm concerned, I don't even know. The world doesn't exist on that side of the island, as I like to call it. You know, where the Keystone Pipeline can't run through their side of the island. One of the executive orders of Mr. Unifier is to essentially put, a couple hundred thousand people out of business, out of work. How's that for unity? Here's what one of my followers tweeted. He says, thank you, Joe, for reversing President Trump's order to reduce the artificially inflated price of insulin for those of us dealing with diabetes. Between that and the jobs lost by closing the pipeline and stopping the wall, you're really a champion for the people, aren't you? How do you feel about the border wall being stopped? Let me just put it to you this way. They are now requiring the United States, Joe Biden, that if you're coming from Europe and elsewhere around the country, you have to show that you've had a test for the Wu flu. But if you want to come in through our porous borders, no test at all. Nothing. So yet again, you want to enter the country routinely through the normal mechanisms. You want to become a citizen through the normal mechanisms. You better have a test. We're not letting you in. COVID, 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 Wu flu, Wu flu, Wu flu. But if you want to sneak in through our border, well, no problem. So Biden says, no, we're going to make you go back and you're going to have to process. Sounds rather Trumpian, doesn't it? Think he's going to do it? Love watching these guys acting as if they care, acting as if they are the real leaders of this nation. They're far from it. And you will have a chance for 4 years to prove it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Sidney Powell launched a super PAC. And she's about to fight vigorously for the Constitution. Len Wood, don't know what he's up to, but, you know, he supposedly, you know, had some damning information, proclaimed that, you know, there was going to be this 11th hour thing where Trump wins. And many of these people had us believing that they were going to invoke the 2018 executive order by the president, the Insurrection Act, and so on. And Giuliani, they amassed all this information. They had, you know, worked with the Kraken team and all this other stuff, QAnon, what have you, and they got us all psyched up. See, here's the thing. I don't mind getting psyched up and getting a cheer every now and then, but I just want to win. See, I got used to winning with Trump. I got used to thinking that he was going to always figure it out in the end. He's like MacGyver, and we would have our Hollywood ending, and we didn't have that. And I'm beginning to think that all these people, including the Trump's lawyer, that younger girl, who most people said was not even wasn't on his team, you know, in terms of being really behind him. All this talk, all these lawsuits that were raised, all that, they had nothing. All of them were disappointments. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. And leave a message. Don't just call and hang up or whatever else. Leave a message. We'll get to you. So anyway, they launched all this stuff, and Sydney launches a super PAC, and she's going to defend the Constitution. And I'm saying to myself, no offense, Sydney, but none of you people know how to defend anything. We were doing our fundraising letters for our organization, and I was thinking to myself, I think Tom Fitton's group did an amazing job of going out and doing FOIA requests and exposing some of the things that were said in these different things, but what good did it do? I don't know, and I'm not even criticizing it in the sense that maybe some of the Democrats who flipped over flipped because they read Tom Fitton's work and they said, I don't want to be associated with that party. But see, this is after the fact. I'm going, what are we doing to stop this stuff at the beginning, at its source? What are we doing to educate kids to say, one, don't believe everything you hear. Two, when you hear it, let me give you the ability to critically think so you can understand why I'm telling you, don't believe everything you hear. We have to start creating disciples and warriors of the conservative movement. And oh, while we're on that, how can you not sell our lifestyles? You guys have heard me talk about this before. I don't need to go out, get drunk, and be throwing up in my buddy's car, or wake up not knowing where I'm at and what I've done because I've blacked out from drugs or alcohol or whatever. Get around a bunch of people that I try to please with the amount of stuff I can drink or the amount of money I have or the job that I have or some nonsensical thing that has no meaning in the end. Well, why not explain our lives? The very flawed lives of conservatives that accept everybody, that cheers for everybody, including the non-underdog. See, I can cheer as much for the winner as I can for the person that's trying to win and that's striving to win. I don't cheer for losers. I don't cheer for people that love, you know, wallowing in their misery. I will not cheer for them, but I will cheer for the loser who's trying every single time. And I will cheer for the winner who wins with honor every single time. I'm not going to go, man, he's all cocky because he wins all the time. I'll say, you know what? That guy puts in the time, he puts in the effort, and he's always a gracious winner. I'll cheer for the gracious winner, and I'll cheer even louder for the gracious loser. See, that's who we are. How can we not sell this? We're trying to connect with people with, you know, this fight for, we got all the data. What we should have been appealing to is, look, Democrats, if you want to win, and if you want to claim you've won and you've got a mandate, I want you to understand, we will never feel like losers. If you don't make us lose, see, Barack Obama made us lose. The reason why we felt bad in 2008, despite having a flawed candidate of McCain, and I'm glad he didn't win, but we felt bad because we lost. That dude kicked our butt. It made it feel like they wanted his policies. I'm going to shut down Gitmo. I'm going to raise your taxes. I'm going to give you the universal health care, blah, blah, blah. And he went out and he started doing all these crazy things that he said he was going to do. He didn't shut down Gitmo. He got us into more wars. He was given awards that he never should have gotten. They flaunted him in our face, but only for so long, because it only took 2 years for us to say, we'll get you back. And we did, with a vengeance. Well, you get a chance again to do that. They hope you're demoralized enough to where you'll say, oh, it's just Dominion machines. They're just going to rig the elections. Let me tell you, there's a way for them not to rig the elections. I'm not going to say it on the radio because I want this strategy to go to work. But we're talking amongst people that we can make sure they never get to rig another election. I don't know what Trump's going to do. We'll find out soon enough. But what I'll tell you is this. I don't want to follow Sidney Powell. She's a nice lady. I'm not donating to a super PAC for somebody who can't win with overwhelming evidence. I'm not even an attorney, and I know how we could have won that case. I would have been strategizing with state legislatures. I would have figured something out. I would have MacGyvered that situation. I wouldn't have been waiting around. Lynn Wood, who jumped on, somebody's case and Pence's case at the very end. Maybe he was right. Too little, too late. Giuliani, he's supposed to be Mr. I'm hanging around the president and all that now. The president's kind of distancing himself from Rudy. Why? Because Rudy was ineffective. Trump needs people that he can count on. People that are going to get the job done. That's us at the grassroots. That's the people that really know how to go after stuff. When I was doing my stuff, I was just mentioning a Judicial Watch. I don't know how many people they've impacted. I'm sure it's it is an amazing organization. I don't know how many people, colleges, university students at Turning Point, Charlie Kirk's group, his influence. But I'll tell you this, unless we start educating people and crossing over and getting other people to think the way we think creatively, it doesn't matter. Once they become Democrats, they're zombies. They are stuck in the system. It is up to us to wake them up before they get to that state. Every one of those is a disappointment to me. There aren't enough FOIA requests. We could have the FOIA requests. The president dumped everything. You don't need Tom Fitton's group. No offense to Tom. He's a great guy and a great organization. But you don't need anything. They dumped all the information. Do you think the media is going to cover it? You think the word's going to get out about it? Or do you think that somebody creatively has to figure out how to talk to every special interest group that they target? How about you go talk to young girls and say, let me show you the life of one of these chicks that's partying, one of these girls you admire. Let me show you her real life. Let me show you her abortions, the boyfriends who've dumped her. Taylor Swift talks all the time about getting dumped. I want you to just ask yourself this. You're Taylor Swift, decent looking girl. You got a lot of money. You got it all. Why is it guys keep dumping you? How about that for the backdrop of a new movie? Why is Taylor Swift get dumped so much? Or a comedy show or something. You ever seen that show, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? I give you Taylor Swift. So she loses a guy, and then she writes about how bad they are. There's a saying. We say it amongst us guys. We guys, we look at it this way. You go through 4 or 5 good women, and your boys will say, you know what the common denominator is, KJ? It's you. Maybe it's not the women. Can I just speak personally for just a minute here, people in America? I grew up, I had lost my mother, and I was mad at the world. And I took relationships the same way. I don't need you. Get the step in. If I can lose my mother, I don't need you. So you do that, you get older, you're a nice guy. I was a nice kid. Smart, industrious, hardworking, etc. But when it came to interpersonal relationships, I had they call it an EQ, an emotional quotient of 3. I mean, I was beyond Neanderthal. I'm talking about below Neanderthal. And so here I was, you know, going in and out of relationships. They're like, oh man, that girl didn't know nothing. Yeah, man, she didn't do nothing but get mad, you know. And you know who the problem was? The guy you're listening to. It was my problem. I didn't know how to handle losing my mother. I never got counseling on that, so it was screw you and everybody and the horse you rode in on. And the dog you kick and the dead horse that you keep kicking. It was all their fault. Until you figure out the common denominator. that it's you. And Kevin, you're not bad. You just don't know how to handle situations because you weren't taught. So once you learn it, things improve for you. And that's what happened to me. Melissa did it. She whipped my butt in shape.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.